I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has given many talents to our kids. So we have enjoyed the talents and the presentation of the birth of Jesus. I just want to share a few things this evening about walking with Christ. Okay, the topic for the day is given, Jesus is the light. Yesu ulagathin velicham endru nam paarkirom. We are going to meditate that walking with Christ. Christuvodu nadappadu engira thalaippile nam sindhikka pogrom. When a man meets Christ, there he gets the real light from Jesus. ஒரு மனிதன் இயேசுவை சந்திக்கும் பொழுது அவன் ஒரு வெளிச்சத்தை பெறுகிறான். The center point of the Bible is found in John chapter 8 verse 12. It says like that. என்னை பின்பற்றுகிறவன் இருளில் இல்லை, but he is in light. The person, when he meets Jesus Christ, he gets the real light. We may say that we are Christians. We might have born in a Christian family, or would have lived just like a Christian for a number of years. But the real Christian is the one who has light in him. ஒருவன் கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள் இருக்கிறான் என்று சொன்னால் அவனுக்குள் ஒரு வெளிச்சம் இருக்கும். வேதம் அதைதான் நமக்கு சொல்லுகிறது. ஒரு மனிதனுக்குள் இருள் இருந்தால் அவனுக்கு கிறிஸ்து இல்லை. If a man has darkness in him, he doesn't have Christ. அவனுக்குள் வெளிச்சம் உருவாகும் பொழுது அவன் என்ன செய்கிறான்? கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள் இருக்கிறான். So the John 8:12 talks about, if you meet Jesus, you will get the real light. The light is not an ordinary light. It talks about, in Tamil it says, Jeeva Oli, light of life. Velichathil pala vidangal undu. We have different kinds of light. We make some of the light artificial lights. But we have one true light, that is Christ Jesus. If you read the Genesis, before God created even the sun and moon, God was a light. He was shining in the darkness. உலகத்தில் சூரியனும் சந்திரனும் படைக்கப்படுவதற்கு முன்னமே ஆண்டவர் வெளிச்சமாக இருந்தார். ஏனென்று சொன்னால், He is the light of life. வாழ்க்கை என்கிற வெளிச்சம் அவருக்குள் இருந்தது. Today we are going to think that, as we are going to celebrate the Christmas of this year, we have to think, am I walking in the real light of Jesus? Yesuvin velichathil naan nadakkurena? Only it's a small devotion we are going to think about. Am I walking really in the light of Jesus? If you turn with me to 1 John chapter 1, here John writes about who are walking in the light. ஒன்று யோவானிலே யோவான் மிக தெளிவாக எழுதுகிறார், யார் ஆண்டவருடைய வெளிச்சத்தில் நடக்கிறார்கள். மூன்று காரியத்தை யோவான் நமக்கு முன்னிறுத்துகிறார். Three things John wants to say, who are walking in the light. முதல் காரியம், if you read 1 John chapter 1 verse 8, நமக்கு பாவம் இல்லை என்போமானால் நம்மை நாமே வஞ்சிக்கவுள்ள இருப்போம், சத்தியம் நமக்குள் இராது. நம்முடைய பாவங்களை நாம் அறிக்கையிட்டால் பாவங்களை நமக்கு மன்னித்து எல்லா அநியாயத்தை நீக்கி நம்மை சுத்திகரிப்பதற்கு அவர் உண்மையும் நீதியும் உள்ளவராய் இருக்கிறார். If you want to walk in the light of Jesus, first thing we have to do is willing to see our sins as God sees them. We have to see the sin how God will see the sin. Many times we make mistake and we say, we don't count it as a sin. We say it's a small fault or a small mistake or a small error. But we are not concerned about it. But God is concerned about a small mistake and a small wrong word or small wrong deed. If you look at wrong things, when you say it is wrong, you are walking with Christ, or else there is no real light in you. Many times we make mistake and we don't feel it is wrong. Then you have to understand that you are not walking with Christ, but you are walking in your own life. ஒருவன் தனக்குள் பாவம் இல்லை என்பானால் அவன் பொய்யன் என்று வேதம் சொல்கிறது. If you say that I have no sin in me, I am a liar. But if you want to walk with God, you have to understand even the mistake what I commit is sin. I need forgiveness. That's why in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 talks about like that. என் பிள்ளைகளே, நீங்கள் பாவம் செய்யாதபடிக்கு இவைகளை உங்களுக்கு எழுதுகிறேன். You know why God gave us the word of God? In order to avoid from doing all sort of wrong thing. So first thing we have to remember, if I am walking with the light of Christ, I have to willingness to see sins as God sees them. Second thing, if you read the same 1 John, here he says about 1 John chapter 2 verse 3 to 6, it talks about if you are willing to obey his commandments, you are walking with Christ. Without obeying the word of God, you cannot walk with Christ, walk with the light, because Bible is a light for our life. Just now we saw ஒரு நல்ல ஒரு பிளே பார்த்தோம். ஒரு சிறிய வெளிச்சம் இருளுக்குள்ளாக வரும் பொழுது அது என்ன செய்கிறது? பிரகாசிக்க ஆரம்பிக்கிறது. In the same way, when the word of God, when it comes to our life, it shines. இந்த வேதம் இல்லாமல் ஒரு மனிதன் வெளிச்சத்தில் வாழ்கிறேன் என்று சொல்லுவான் என்று சொன்னால் அது சாத்தியமில்லை. There is no way to live in light without obeying the word of God. ஆண்டவருடைய வார்த்தைக்கு பின் நடப்பதுதான், அதற்கு கீழ்ப்படிவதுதான் வெளிச்சத்தில் நடப்பது. So we may do many things. Sometimes we think that I go to church and I pray, I give offering and I do all sort of work. But if I am not obeying the word of God, I am not walking in the light. Just I am leading a life in the darkness. So we have to understand why Jesus came to the world. Because to give us a real light. The light is found in Jesus when we follow his footsteps. You can see in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, it talks about like this. நாம் தேவனுடைய கற்பனையை கை கொள்ளுவதே அவரிடத்தில் அன்பு கூறுவதாம். அவருடைய கற்பனை பாரமானவைகள் அல்ல. The word of God is not heavy or it's not so weighted to hold. It is very light. Anybody can follow the word of God. So we have to be very careful. If you want to walk with Christ, we have to obey the word of God. Finally, if you read the 1 John chapter 2 verse 9 to 12, it talks about if anyone says that I am walking in the light of Jesus, he has to willing to love his own brother. See, I read the verse like this. ஒளியில் இருக்கிறேன் என்று சொல்லியும் தன் சகோதரனை பகைக்கிறவன் இதுவரைக்கும் இருளில் இருக்கிறான். தன் சகோதரனிடத்தில் அன்பு கூறுகிறவன் ஒளியில் நிலை கொண்டிருக்கிறான், அவனிடத்தில் இடரல் இல்லை. If I don't love my brother, I am not walking with Christ. The simple lifestyle of Christianity is to love one another. Even Jesus said to his own disciple, how people will understand you are my disciple, just seeing love in you. உங்களுக்குள் இருக்கிற அன்பை பார்த்துவிட்டு அவர் என்ன சொல்லுவார்கள்? You are a Christian. But many times we feel that I have Christian name, or I say some people say that I go to a big church, and some people say that I have a big but if you don't have love in you, you are not walking in Christ. If you want to walk in Christ's life, you have to love your own brother. Own brother may be the neighbor, the fellow man who is worshipping with you, the one who is in your own church, and the one who is working in your own place. All are your own brother. So we have to show the real love. So as we are celebrating the Christmas of Jesus is the light, Jesus calls us to walk with him. So if you want to walk with them, first thing, we have to see our sins as God sees them. Second thing, we have to willing to obey the word of God. The third thing, we must be willing to love our own brother. We say, brother, it is very difficult to love my brother, because you know how many times he did wrong to me. Sometimes we say it is very difficult to love my brother, but Jesus says, for my sake, enakkaga nee un sagodarani nesikka vendum, because of me you have to love your own brother. Yen theriyuma naan anaivarayum enna seigiren nesikiren. If you want to walk with me, you have to love your brother. So as we are celebrating the Christmas season, let us think, are we walking in the real light of Jesus? We have to think once again, and we have to lead a life what God likes. May God bless us in Jesus continuously. உங்கள் அனைவரையும் ஆண்டவர் தொடர்ந்து ஆசீர்வதிப்பாராக. ஆமென்.